As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
It's time to head to Tri-North. It is the principal, Dr. Chris Finley of Tri-North Middle School, and the director of safety. Well, I have questions. First of all, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Mr. Glasscock. It's good to be here. Great. We just finished up another great day at Tri-North Middle School. We actually, the last bus has just pulled out at about 3:15, so we just ended another great day.
How is your new timing working out this year?
Good. In fact, we, at this point, it's amazing. It's better than it's ever been, and we have our students leaving at 3:05, the buses all leave at 3:10, and all of our buses are sitting in our lot waiting for them. So it all happens very quickly. And so within 5 to 10 minutes, all of our bus riders are home. It's great. And it took us a week or so to figure out our new procedure here at Tri-North, because we have a lot more buses here than we typically had at that time. Usually we would have to wait and have waves. And right now all of the buses were here ready to go. So we have gotten into this great routine. By 3:15, most of our kids are out of here and off and going on to their next thing. So it's been really smooth.
What was your hang up in the earlier part of it that you had to iron out? And now that you've done it, well, tell everybody your secret.
Of course. Well, I think the secret in middle school is it takes the students a little bit of time to figure out their lockers. We discovered that piece is taking a little bit longer at the start, and now they have it. It's something we hadn't used the last couple of years due to COVID, and so we're using the lockers again. So we had 600 students who needed to figure that piece out. So it took a little bit of time, and now that our timing is down, we've got it. So it's just a new year and new timing on the buses getting here, and now all of our buses are here on time and ready to go. So we have a new bus lot in the back that's finished and new this year, which is amazing. We have 20 buses sitting out there waiting for us at the end of the day. So it's just all brand new. And really, this building was new last year, and the interior was all done, state of the art. And now we have everything finishing up on the exterior of the building. So we have the new bus lot, which has really changed what we're able to do and helped with our car traffic as well. Yeah, we're in good shape at this point.
What are you waiting on? Football field? A track? What's going on over there?
Yeah. The last piece is our football field, and it looks like they're making great headway. It's going to be a full football field and full track, and we're excited about that and being able to host home games, and that's coming pretty soon. I saw today they were putting in the lights over there, and the field is still waiting. I think it's going to be the last piece, and they'll plant the grass seed, and hopefully next fall we'll be able to play football out there. It's great.
Well, you answered my other question about what surface it would be, and now we know the grass seed will be in there, and that'll bed in over the winter and explode next April and May, and you'll be ready by next August. No problem.
Absolutely.
No problem at all. All right, now, look, you know me, I'm a little bit of a goofball. Great. I try to stay up on everything. It's hard to do. I've got a 12-year-old and an 8-year-old running around, so whatever's left up here is gone. Anyhow, it's rented.
Right.
There's a rental space up there available. You can hear the coins clanging around. When did Doctor come up? Did I miss this the entire time, or is this new?
No, it's new. I finished up my doctor's spring, so
All right.
I appreciate that. Yeah, a lot of work, and I'm glad to have that behind me. It was exciting to be done. So
now, your doctorate is in what? It sounds obvious. It has to be education, right? But then I see director of safety as well. You're throwing titles at me from all kinds of directions. I feel terribly underprepared.
Right. It's educational leadership and policy studies was what my doctoral degree was in, but safety title is new, and it's something that we're working on. I've been working with Dr. Hoswald and our school resource officers and just trying to get the year started. We, have at this point, the principals are all reviewing their safety plans and getting everything ready within their schools and just trying to coordinate all of that. We're actually off to a great start and, trying to do all the proactive things that we need to do to make sure we're prepared for any situation. And principals have all done a great job getting everything started this year. We were able to recently add another school resource officer, Troy Thomas. He's a longtime Monroe County Sheriff Deputy, great guy, and he's at Bloomington South now full-time. So we have 5 school resource officers that are really helping out throughout the district. And it's just great to have these extra set of eyes focused on just simply safety around the buildings and trying to be proactive in everything we do. I think we're off to a good start.
Well, didn't Troy grow up here as well, so he knows just about everything. Yeah, and
he's the big stretch. He was Bloomington North grad. Now he's over at South, so that was tough for him. But I think he's got it figured out. He loves all the school corporate. I mean, he's done a lot with kids over his time. He was in the sheriff's department for about 26 years. So now he's really enjoying being in the schools and being around the students. And he's a great role model. So we're glad to have him.
Exciting, and we're glad to have Dr. Chris Finley. Dr. Finley, he's the principal at Tri-North Middle School and the director of safety. How has the balance been so far of making sure everybody can get their lockers open, the buses are on time, and directing safety? My goodness, do you have enough hours in the day?
Great. Yeah, it's actually been a smooth start, and I've been really happy at Tri-North. We have our entire administrative team back, and we're off to a great start. Great teachers here, and it's everything feels really comfortable, and we've been able to get things moving pretty quickly. It's funny, in middle school, we always have half of our building is brand new, so those seventh graders learning the routines, getting to know the building, and it takes a little bit of time, but we're off to a great start. We've been real happy with our seventh grade crew, and you know, the eighth graders are being leaders, so we're really off and going. It's been good, and you know, at this point at Tri-North, we have so many things happening. Volleyball season is in session. We've got volleyball tonight. Tomorrow night we have our inter-squad scrimmage for football, and they're kicking off their season at Bloomington North tomorrow. Our cheerleaders are out there getting ready for the games, and cross country has about 80 students right now. So there's a lot happening after school as well. All of our extracurricular activities have kicked in, and it's great to see all that happening.
Is part of your plan as director of security to just form a moat around Tri-North? You're already up there on the mountain. If you just had a drawbridge, well, that'd be great.
I think that's a great plan. Things are in good shape here. We're happy with the way the school year started, and of course, always reviewing our plans and you know, trying to see how we can get better.
What has been the reaction of the students here in year two of the building? Are they helping you find things that either need to be fixed or be readjusted, or are they just awestruck to be in such a magnificent piece of architecture right now?
Yeah, they're thrilled to be here, and I think some of the newness has worn off for the eighth graders, but you know, they love the building, and they've done a great job of keeping it in good shape. You know, this building now at this point, I mean, we've gotten over the newness, and now we're just getting settled in. It's such a great open environment. The classrooms are amazing, and you know, lots of windows everywhere, so it's just a real open feeling. I love the natural light, and the students really have been very responsible with all of it. It feels like a college campus in some ways. I mean, it's just a beautiful facility, and you know, I'm thrilled for them to have it over here. It's a great facility.
Yeah, absolutely exciting. And Dr. Chris Finley is our guest. It is the Tri-North Middle School. You started year one with that building, so you guys have kind of, you and your eighth graders kind of started this together.
Yes, yep, and they're now the seasoned veterans, and they're actually being great leaders, as I said, so it's good. We're off and going now. It's really a great group. It's interesting to see the new mix of students coming in, and we've changed some things scheduling-wise, so things have just really settled in. It's been a great start.
Awesome. Well, that's what we love to hear, and we'd love to hear how you've progressed personally. Well, that's absolutely fantastic. The doctor is Chris Finley. He is the director of safety. And let me go back to safety quickly, because it's a double-edged sword. Mm-hmm. We don't want to talk about it because of the reasons we don't want to talk about it, but since we're here, what do you try to do? You talked about being proactive without releasing the playbook out there. Mm-hmm. What are some things maybe that we'll notice differently now that you're in that position, or is this just a refinement of what we had in place?
I think it's a refinement of what we have in place, and we have some things happening. We have an external audit going on with a school resource officer and police officer from the Avon School Corporation that's coming down to our high schools and just taking a look at our facilities. And we're trying to find ways to just do things better and reaching out to a lot of different corporations and seeing what they're doing. I mean, I think that's the big thing. Our plan, I mean, I don't think big changes are going to be happening, but we just need to continue to get better, and we'll find things that need to be fixed, and we'll work on that. You know, I think we've continually talking with our, and I've also set up meetings and talked with the sheriff, the Bloomington Police Department, and everyone else is that's involved with safety of our students. And really, this is a great community. Our probation department, everyone is on board with keeping our students as safe as possible. So I think it's just keeping those lines of communication open and knowing that we're all here to try and keep these students as safe as possible. And again, like I said, we're just reviewing those plans and trying to find areas that need improvement, and we'll continue to work on that. So, and again, part of it for me is getting as many great adults around as possible to help. And Troy was a big benefit. And, now we have 5 school resource officers around the district, and, they've been very helpful. We have security guards in a lot of the buildings that are also helpful. And again, it's just extra eyes on the students looking out for safety.
Well, is that why the referendum coming up is so important? Can you fund these positions without that money from the community? Tell us how that works without, well, we don't have to make all the sausage, but Adam Terwilliger was on last week, and we know budgets and everything else go on, but this is kind of those extra people, right?
It is, and extremely beneficial, and all of the things. I mean, there's so many benefits that go along with having these additional pieces of safety that it's just additional eyes around. And I think the referendum obviously will support continuing to look at different programming and other things that may support these students. We know, and it's not just the next amazing widget that's out there, but it's also really focusing on the people. And we know that social emotional piece, and one of the other huge benefits we have, I have 2 great counselors at Tri-North. I have a great social worker, and they're always busy. Their office is a revolving door of kids coming in. They can sign up for appointments and just talk about anything that's happening in their lives, and that's been huge. Pretty much anything that's ever happened safety-wise at Tri-North, we typically know if we have a heads up that something may be coming, because our kids, we just have communication and we talk with our students, and I think that is extremely important. I think all of our schools recognize that. It's developing relationships and making sure we're listening to what those kids are saying, and they'll usually, we can learn a lot from them. So we have a lot of great adults here. So it's not only the SROs, but then all of the other support staff that we have here for our students.
Excellent. Well, congratulations again on your what do they call it? On your doctorship? What's the word I'm looking for?
My doctorate, I think. Yeah.
Well, congratulations. All joking aside, that is fantastic. Yeah, the time and effort, to the commitment of that, juggling your school, juggling your staff, juggling your family. Not easy. So you deserve all the plaudits you get with that. And best of luck on the director of safety role as well. And anytime you need to come on and sort me out, buddy, phone lines are always open. So please remember that.
I appreciate it, sir. Thanks for having us on.
Thanks, Dr. Finley. Great to hear from you, and have a great rest of your August and the first semester here. Thanks, pal.
Okay, thank you.